The only way you can kill bad facts or correct bad facts is with good facts. And so there is a burden of proof, so to speak, on the person who is in a crisis. You simply can't say that what's been reported is not true, or it's only half true, or that there's another side of the story. To actually get your story out there, to actually convey and communicate effectively and in a credible way, you either have to be able to provide people the specific facts, particularly the core facts that they're looking at in a particular situation, or you need to be able to identify a process that you're going to pursue to be able to get to those. But at the end of the day, you can't get the small details wrong, right? There's been so many situations where someone has been in a crisis and they've actually tried to do everything right. They've disclosed. They've disclosed to the core audience that they want to talk to, but they get a fact wrong. They get a factoid right. They have something off. And suddenly that particular thing that they missed, that particular detail that they got wrong, looms much bigger because people are going to have a very cynical and skeptical perspective of them. And if that detail is wrong, they're going to think for some reason you're trying to hide it, or for some reason you're not trying to communicate it in a truthful way. So you have to make sure that when you're going to put the information out, you've thought through the questions that you're going to get, and you either can answer them with a level of detail and specificity that your core audience expects, or provide a process that you will pursue to ultimately get there.